Hello, the latest world sport from the BBC now with me, Chris Mitchell. Coming up, Malaga are banned under UEFA's financial fair play rules. The Chelsea captain John Terry is doubtful for the Premier League's holiday programme, and the chief organiser of the 2010 Delhi Commonwealth Games is facing more charges in court. Let's start with the football first then. The Spanish club Malaga have become the first club to be sanctioned under European football's governing body's UEFA's financial fair play rules. Malaga will be banned from the next UEFA competition for which they qualify within the next 4 years. So the punishment doesn't apply to this season. Malaga remain in the Champions League, where they've been drawn against Porto in the last 16. The Qatari-owned club will be banned for a further season unless they can prove by the end of March that they've settled outstanding payments owed to other clubs, their own staff and the tax authorities in Spain. Malaga have also been fined almost $400,000. Juan Castro of the newspaper Marca says the punishment is a warning to other financially troubled clubs in Spain.
I think the football was really bad managed by the clubs in general in Spain. They have so many debts, and they didn't pay to a lot of people, and that cannot be supported, that cannot be stand by the system. So I think that's a really well advice to the others that they have to pay. They cannot survive without paying people. Malaga was the first and is the most serious case, but is not the only one.
Here in England, the Chelsea captain, John Terry, is doubtful for the club's busy holiday schedule after being ruled out of Sunday's match at Aston Villa. Terry injured his knee against Liverpool last month in his first game back after serving a 4-game ban and is still to feature under their new manager, Rafa Benitez. Benitez says the injury is proving more problematic than first thought.
The problem is that he has an inflammation, and then in the knee it's so complicated that sometimes it's going well. Today he was doing the warm-up and he was fine. I was watching him, and after I was working with the physio, I was fine. But the day after, sometimes he has a problem, so it's one step forward, one step back. So hopefully we'll be fine the next week.
On Saturday, Manchester City can move to within 3 points of the leaders Manchester United when they host Reading. United travel to the Welsh club Swansea on Sunday. Arsenal play at Wigan in the early match on Saturday, while among the other key games is Liverpool at home to Fulham. Looking ahead, here's the BBC's Alistair Yeomans.
Liverpool's renaissance under Brendan Rodgers may have slowed after last week's defeat by Aston Villa, but they'll be quietly confident as they welcome to Anfield a Fulham side who have travelled poorly this season. Liverpool will be wary though, as the Cottagers did the double over Liverpool last season, securing their first ever win at Anfield along the way. Following last week's heavy defeat to Aston Villa, Brendan Rodgers is wary.
You go into the game with any sort of complacency or preconceived idea that it's going to be a stroll, then you'll fall flat on your face. So for us, it's, they've got some terrific players. Martin Yol's a very experienced and a very good manager. And you get Berbatov, who's at the top of his game at the moment. But our concentration has to be on ourselves, because if we worry too much about the opponent, then it might happen what happened last weekend.
Manchester City are looking to build on a good win at Newcastle last week by beating Reading. Brian McDermott's team start the weekend at the bottom of the table with just a solitary win against Everton in the league. Although acknowledging Reading's relegation favourite status, Roberto Mancini knows that nothing can be taken for granted.
I am not trusted about this game, because when we think that against a team like Reading this moment that did only 10 points, it probably could be relegated in the end of the season, but for me it's to be a difficult game, because I watch a game that they play against Everton, they beat Everton, and also against United when they lose 4-3. But in front they are very strong.
Newcastle United meet Queen's Park Rangers at St James's Park in dire need of a victory after losing to City. Despite finishing an impressive fifth last season, the Magpies are a disappointing 15th, with there being every danger they'd be sucked into the relegation battle. This is a battle that QPR are already fighting with some good cheer at Loftus Road, thanks to new manager Harry Redknapp securing their first win of the season against Fulham. Alan Pardew is all too aware of what danger this new upturn in form presents.
Well, they've got some momentum, and that's very important in the Premier League, something we've been searching for. We had a little bit at the start of the season, but we kind of got away from us. and it's momentum that carries you through in this league. So three draws and a win is perhaps more than Harry would have wished for when he went in there, because obviously it was a losing agenda up until then. But you know, they're still coming to Newcastle, and we're in decent form in terms of some of our play. We just need to have a little bit more resilience to stop conceding goals, and I think we'll get results.
Sunderland fans face a long journey to St Mary's to face Southampton, with the club 16th and 17th respectively. Southampton have already secured an important victory in their battle for survival by beating Reading, and now will look to cement their place outside of the relegation zone. Sunderland arrived with some optimism after a strong second half response to being comprehensively outplayed by Manchester United at Old Trafford last week.
Alistair Yeoman's reporting. And don't forget, here on the BBC World Service at 15 hours GMT, we'll have Sports World with Lee James, our live commentary game, Manchester City versus Reading in the English Premier League. Cricket next for you. Bangladesh have confirmed that their proposed tour to Pakistan next month will go ahead. It'll be the first tour to the country by an overseas team since the attacks on the Sri Lankan team bus in March 2009. That left 8 people dead and 6 Sri Lankan players with injuries. South Africa have thrashed New Zealand by 8 wickets in the first 2020 in Durban. New Zealand were bowled out for 86 after winning the toss. South Africa reached their victory target with almost 8 overs to spare. A court in India has ordered corruption charges to be brought against the chief organiser of the 2010 Commonwealth Games in Delhi. Suresh Kalmadi and 10 other people are accused of illegally awarding a contract to a Swiss company to supply a timing, scoring and results system. It's alleged that the deal lost the Indian government more than $18 million. The officials who deny wrongdoing will be formally charged with cheating and conspiracy next month. Mr. Kalmadi has already served 9 months in prison, having been found guilty of other charges relating to Delhi's hosting of the Games. Mukesh Sharma is based in Delhi and covered those Commonwealth Games extensively for the BBC World Service. He says there's disappointment that the Games didn't bring all that they promised.
Organising of Commonwealth Games hasn't brought what it should have. Organizing of Commonwealth Games hasn't brought what it should have given to the country, the credit it could have got, the way. I still remember on 14th of October when it finished, people were really happy about it, that finally India has managed, and the organization of the game was not bad as such, the facilities which they provided. But then later on, when again these investigations came and these issues started coming out, then again people said that yes, probably these were the reasons why, you know, there were so many delays. And in fact, at times Commonwealth Games Federation raised issues about the quality of the construction of stadium and stuff.
Finally for you, the Luxembourg-based Radio Shack Nissan Trek team is the latest to lose sponsorship in the aftermath of the Lance Armstrong scandal. Nissan confirmed that they have withdrawn from its co-title sponsorship agreement with the team. The Radio Shack squad had to face the most high-profile drug scandal of the 2012 Tour de France when Frank Schleck, who finished third in 2011, tested positive for a banned diuretic. Meanwhile, the UCI have announced that from next year, female riders will earn as much as their male counterparts at cycling's World Championships. Just to remind you that the Spanish club Malaga have become the first club to be sanctioned under UEFA's new financial fair play rules. They'll be banned from the next UEFA competition for which they qualify within the next 4 years. The punishment doesn't apply to this season. And we're live with Manchester City versus Reading at 15 hours GMT on Sports World with Lee James. That's the sport for you for now.